Tuberville, Trump, coronavirus have brought China to its knees, they might not recover in our lifetime. By Jeff Poor on March 26, 2020. The coronavirus pandemic has many wondering what lies ahead with regards to the United States' relationship with China. Former Auburn University head football coach Tommy Tuberville, a candidate for U.S. Senate in Alabama, argues it will be China suffering in the long term. During an appearance on Huntsville, Alabama Radio's WVNN on Thursday, Tuberville offered his assessment of where things are headed with regards to mainland China, noting the communist giant was going to take a hit. "It's a different world we live in, and we better start recognizing that," he said. "Our politicians are giving our country away through NAFTA, just pushing things to other countries and not make anything here. I think this is going to help us in the long run. I think we'll move manufacturing back here. I think it is really going to hurt China. I think China really showed its spots. People have known it for years. But now it has really came out in the open that they lied about this. And it's going to cost them probably trillions of dollars in terms of manufacturing moving out. You can't trust these folks." The football coach-turned-politician argued China had wielded too much influence over Washington, D.C., in the past. "Why in the world would we ever trust a country? Number one, they're communists," Tuberville continued. "They kill their own people. We've seen it on television through Tiananmen Square in Hong Kong. They had those things going on, but we still trust them. It all goes back to the little bubble, the little piece of land we call Washington, D.C., and they live on their own up there. They don't look out for anybody other than themselves. There's no telling how much money has been funneled from China back to that little piece of dirt up there in Washington, D.C., and people that work there. There is no telling over the years. But I tell you one boy that's getting ready to stop it. And he already started 3 years ago. His name is Donald J. Trump." Tuberville said he credits President Donald Trump with what could be China's ultimate demise. "He recognized it because he is a businessman," he added. "He has seen it over the years and said this has got to stop. And so, I think you've seen China brought to their knees to the point where they might not recover in our lifetime because they have really shown what they're really about. And we can do without them. I'm looking forward to the day when we don't rely on anything coming from China." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.